My baby Lotus is in the building. Oh, what up, beautiful reveal? Allison, David, what up? Hey, what y'all know about that? Welcome everybody back to Black Culture The Breakdown. It is the season finale. We here at 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time today, okay?
Yes!
But it's okay. It's literally okay. Usually we do the show at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time because that's the time we do the show. But today, it's a little bit different because it is the season finale. How y'all feeling? Oh, I see What's Next Entertainment's in the building. What up? Okay, Bo Walker's in the building. Adrian's in the building. What up? What up? What up?
Yes!
So, today we got a super dope episode. All right, and it's literally going to be focusing on two super dope, strong black women that are dominating the industry right now in their respective fields. All right, we got Miss Kayana, okay, that is an actress that's been on CW All-American. She's been on Black Lightning, you know what I'm saying, just to name a few. But when she gets on here, we're going to chop it up on exactly how she was able to tap in to that manifestation to get her on that TV to collect that. Okay, so okay, today's the day that we want to learn. We also got the super dope and beautiful Bo Tally Williams that's in the house. Okay, let's clap it up for her. Okay, mama five, grandma to one, and literally the founder of so many things. All right, so we're going to talk about all of that and kind of how she stays in shape and her beauty secrets. Make sure y'all tap in with that as well. Okay.
Yes!
Because y'all have to be in the shmoney. Royal Brown Skin. What up, Kiki? Do you love me? Are you riding? That's enough.
No.
All right. So, let's get the conversation going. I'm not sure if y'all know, but it's the 26th episode. Like, what?
Yes!
Hold on a second. 26 episodes. Okay? It's insane. Like, I can't even believe that I did that many weeks. Yeah, last week I did not do a Black Culture Breakdown episode last Sunday because I knew I was doing it this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yes!
Okay? But I cannot believe that y'all been really rocking out with us. Culture Nights, y'all made this show what it is. We've reached over 2.5 million impressions in season 2 alone. Let's clap it up for that. Some of the dopest people I got to interview, come on, from TJ Jackson, that's Michael Jackson and TJ Jackson's, Michael Jackson's nephew, TJ Jackson's son. Clap it up for that. Right. Mr. Raheem Devon, come on. Like, we just got a lot of chance to really interview some super dope people that are moving and grooving and shaking the industry. So I'm actually excited to kind of get the conversation rolling, all right? Miss Kayana, this is the season finale and you are up first. Are you ready, sis?
Yes.
Okay, let's get the conversation rolling. All right, y'all, but how y'all feeling? What y'all drinking on this fine 4th of July, okay? Are we in the money out here or are we playing? Hey.
Hello.
What's up?
Hey, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Welcome to Black Culture The Breakdown.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday.
Yes. But
in New York right now, it feels like a Saturday.
Honestly, it's because it's a long weekend, you know?
It's a long
weekend, so everybody's just chilling today. They don't have to go to work tomorrow.
Okay, no work.
No.
Okay. Kayana, welcome to Black Culture. Tell the people who you are and what you do.
So my name is Kiana Simone. No, you're good. You're good. Look, it's spelled with a Y, so I get it. Kiana Simone, I'm an actress. I play Nani on All American. And yes, I just graduated from the University of Georgia. So I'm also writing and helping to produce and direct.
Okay, come on.
Yeah.
First of all, you're already killing me. Because the fact that a graduate already, so we clap it up to, you know, black people that's graduating out here, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you.
We're on a hit show.
Yeah. Yeah.
No joke. Like, that's a heavy hitter. I'm not sure if you know, but I actually interviewed Spencer Paysinger for season 1, the director.
Really? Nice. Yeah, he's amazing.
super amazing. And the work that it's the storylines, the twists, the plots, you know what I'm saying? But before we get into all of that, you gotta bring it back to the beginning for everybody.
Oh, I got you. I got you.
How did you get into acting? Tell us.
Look, it's been a long, long, long road, but I've always been a very ambitious girl. So back in middle school, I knew I wanted to be on TV. I knew it with my whole heart. I wanted to work every job. I wanted to be a fireman. I wanted to be a chef, everything. So eventually I was like, oh, that's you wanting to be an actress. Because as an actor, you can play any type of role. So I forced my mom to put me in acting classes in seventh grade. And she's always been right beside me, my biggest supporter. So I started in acting classes in seventh grade, doing lots of competitions. And then in 10th grade, I had done this showcase, and these agents and managers were calling my mom, like, can you get her to come out to LA for a few months? We want to work with her, start auditioning and things like that. And my mind was blown. Like, I started online school, and this was before COVID, so online schooling was crazy. And yeah, I moved out to LA, started auditioning, and after a year, I booked my first job called A Christmas Blessing. And it's funny because I filmed that here in Atlanta. But yeah, and the rest is history. And ever since then, I've been doing work and school at the same time. I went straight to college. I thought I wanted to take like the little gap year. My mom was like, no, you will go to college and you will figure it out. And I did.
That's right. Mom was a problem with that. Okay.
No.
Go for the school today. All right. Now, let me ask you this. When was that transitional phase? Like, it seems like everything kind of happened really kind of quick for you. But through the quickness of it, that it may seem like there's still always that journey, right? That body really sees and say, she's already on a show, and she's already like super young, and she's already figuring it out. But you still have your own journey and your own fight and your own ways of kind of getting to where it is that you are now. Talk to us how that changed you from being young Kiana to like actually being like, okay, I'm about to be able to land my first role here. I have to get into grind mode. Like, how was that transition?
You know what? It was when I was in college and I started figuring out what I had to prioritize. Mm-hmm. And when the workload in college got so much and I felt like there was no way for me to focus on both of them at the same time, that's when I knew that my job and my work was where they were beginning to grow, because there was just no way. There was no way for me to go to class every day, get everything done, fly to LA. And I had to start prioritizing. I started taking my classes online, only Tuesday, Thursday classes. And I think the very first time I did a big red carpet, that's when I knew, like, things were changing. Because, you know, that's the thing that you dream of. You're always, you know, when you want to be in entertainment, you're always dreaming of, you know, like the flashing lights and things like that, as well as, you know, this being your passion. It's just like that first step onto a red carpet is very eye-opening, and it's almost like it just kind of solidifies how excited you are to be in your profession. So I would say like that turning part was definitely college. I think that's for everyone though. Mm-hmm. That around that age, and you know, having such a workload, you already have pressure on you, and you know you have to perform all day. It doesn't matter what's going on, like you have to perform at your best ability. So having both of them at the same time, I grew the heck up. I grew up.
By default, right? Like,
yes.
Nelly. So then now talk to us about that red carpet. Like, what was that big first moment like?
So it wasn't my very first red carpet, but it was definitely my first big one. And it was for a film called The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks, which is always a project that is so dear to my heart, because I got to play the younger version of Miss Oprah Winfrey. And it was, I know, right? There's name drop right there. I love her. know, look, I love her so much. And that was, that moment in my life will always be something that I cherish forever. And I know, I can't imagine anything matching that. And it was me walking onto the carpet and looking out and just really seeing my future ahead of me. Like, yes, there were the flashing lights and things like that, but it really, I don't know, I guess like symbolism, like all of the light and things like that. It just made me really feel like I am in the place that I want to be for the rest of my life. And maybe jobs might not come every single week and things like that, but longevity, like this is what I want to do forever. So that day, that moment was out of this world.
That's super dope. Oprah Winfrey? Come on.
Yes.
Like, yes. We all stream that movie or watch that movie right now so we can go all support that film. Where can we all go see that?
So you can watch it on HBO Max, I believe. And it's called The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks. It's a beautiful story. I think it's very important for all of us to know the story of Henrietta Lacks. She has impacted every single person's life with her cells, though they were taken from her without her permission. It's a beautiful story, and I think everyone should know about her.
Definitely.
Wow. Yeah.
Go stream that HBO Max.
Yes! Please.
Or support Black art, you know what I'm saying? Now,
yes.
To work with Miss Oprah Winfrey. So let me ask you this. And is it for you to be good at what you do? Like, how important do you take your craft and really take the time to study to be great?
I would like to say that I'm like just chill and I go with the flow, but if I'm being honest, Shawty is sitting there like going over her lines over and over again. But it's like, it's just, when you love something so much, you want to do the homework, you know? Definitely when I have like a really good audition coming across the table or a really good role coming across the table, I'm going to put my all into it. So when I started, when I found out that I booked Nani on All American, I knew that she was going to be a kicker. I grew up as a cheerleader in my life. So kicking a football was not my thing. But the second that I got the job, I was like, you know what? I need to find out, like, who can coach me as a kicker? Of course, I would have a stunt double, but I wanted to make sure that I knew what I was doing. And I just wanted to get into the mindset of a female football player. I wanted to do her justice. And that's just the type of person I am. I feel like if I'm going to commit to something, I'm going to commit 100%.
Definitely.
And, yeah, so I mean, it's really important for me. It really is.
Dope. So now talk to us about your, they said All American standing here.
hey, what's up?
Definitely. Yes. We are all American fans. We're going to get into that. But I just wanted to make sure people understood that journey because, you know, people see you on TV or they see you next to, you know, the people that they look up to, and then you become the people that they look up to, but then they don't understand what it just takes to even get there. You know, I think that's important to always visit that, because I think there's a lot of people even now that's watching or may watch this later on that wants to do exactly what you were doing. And I think if they can hear that story, it'll manifest and translate really well. You know?
Yeah. So, so the process is usually, I don't want to say very long, but you have to be prepared for the no's. And you could go a very long time auditioning, sending in great auditions. You can be pinned for a job. And sometimes, you know, it doesn't always come down to your talent. It can come down to, you know, are you as tall as another actor? Or, you know, they're looking for someone that has like this type of vibe. And, it could come down to anything. And you have to have that thick skin and be prepared to hear no 99 times, even more. And when that one yes does come, it is so satisfying. But I just like to always tell people that if you are going to enter this industry, whether it's as an actor, if you want to be a filmmaker, a producer, a writer, you have got to be prepared to, what'd you say?
Or a dancer.
Or a dancer. Yes, you have to be prepared to stand strong by your talent and like what you want to do, no matter how many times people tell you no, you just keep getting better. You keep getting better because this is what you love and this is what you're passionate about. And things don't always happen overnight. Like I said, I started when I was 12. It's been a while. And, you know, and sometimes it can be a good fast year. Sometimes it can be a slow year. But as long as you have, like, you know, your support system, your family, and you have other things to focus on at the same time, you'll be fine. Yes, but make sure you're passionate about it. Like, go into it for the right reason.
Yes,
definitely. Oh, I see Aunt Julito is in the building. What up?
Julito! That's my boy right there.
Julito is super dope because, you know, yeah, he's done a lot in this entertainment industry to Akilah and the B. Come on, dope.
Yes.
But now going back into your roles, you've done so much. Like, come on, Black Lightning, All American, Three's Complicated, Chambers, Ambition, Project Power. Like, your resume precedes you. Out of
all roles,
which one stands out to you the most?
Don't do that to me.
I know you mentioned, you know, working with Oprah was like the all time, right? But like, let's remove that project and then talk about some of the ones that really stood out to you.
Honestly, each project means so much to me in different ways, I can say. But like, as an actor, I'm pretty sure everyone's probably heard this. All actors are trying to go towards that series regular job or that lead role job. So the very first job that I booked as a series regular was Chambers. And if you guys get a chance, check it out on Netflix. It's a dope show, a little creepy. So if you're in that type of vibe, you know. But yeah, that was a big feat for me, you know. Like, all these years you're working towards being able to, you know, have time to break down your scenes and have a lot of dialogue and things like that and really be able to jump into the character. And though you can do that with any type of role, and I encourage you to, no matter if it's big or small, it's a great feeling when you get that series regular role or that lead role and you really, like, your character gets to have that arc. So playing Yvonne on there was, that was amazing. And being somewhere, working on a project for 5 months and, really being a part of a family like that, as just as like a professional, that was very, very, just felt like a really big accomplishment. So I'll always remember that experience too.
Wow, super dope. And you just sound super grounded in just who you are as a person and what you respect as an artist.
That's right.
I love listening to you talk, okay?
Yes.
Thank you.
Wrong with what you're saying, but super calm about it. But you worked on Being Mary Jane.
Yes.
With Gabrielle Union. Like,
yes. And you know what's funny about that? I had prom that weekend. I was in high school.
You had prom that weekend?
So
you
yes.
were out here making your bag, okay?
Yes, yes. I was in high school. I was on a cheer team, and it was just crazy because I told you I went to school online, but I wanted to go back to regular school for senior year. Like, I wanted to be with my friends. So I went back. I was a cheerleader, and when I went back to Atlanta for regular school, that's when I started booking. I booked Show Me a Hero, Law and Order, and Being Mary Jane, and I remember it was so funny because I had my scenes with Raven Goodwin, and we filmed on May 4th, and they wanted to go out for Cinco de Mayo the next day, yeah. And I was like, I'm 18. Like, I don't want to be lame. Like, I can't go. So I was like, I got to get ready for prom, y'all. It was like a few days before prom. I was like, I can't go, y'all. I got to get ready for prom because I didn't want to be embarrassed. You know,
that's so funny.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you, do you, like, now that you're much older, do you look back with any regret with the way that you pursued your career, even if it meant cutting out a little bit of your personal life? Do you have any regrets?
No, not really. I wanted it so bad. I still have that passion. I wanted it so bad. And like I said, support systems. My mom, you'll always hear me talking about my mom. My mom made sure that I was able to experience everything that I could and that she could, like, help me experience. So I would go back home just to, like, experience junior prom or go to birthday parties and things like that. Or when I met my friends in acting class out in LA, you know, during 10th and 11th grade, my mom has always taught me to make sure this isn't the only thing that you have. You know, yeah. Friendship, family, hobbies, just, you gotta have other things because your life is a whole, you know? And if you only focus on one thing and it goes wrong and that's the only thing you focused on forever, then you have nothing, you know? So I have no regrets. I really don't. Though I did have to miss out on some things, and you know, I wish I could go to some parties. It all works out, and God had my back the whole time, and He still does.
Whole time,
yes,
and He still does. That's 100% facts, and like, it's just a testimony of just making smart decisions sometimes, because you can't have it all, right?
Yeah.
But you can make smart decisions that can make you have what you're supposed to.
Yeah.
And that's an interesting complex. So now, for a young black girl that wants to break into the industry right now, right? You've got a chance to work with Oprah and Spencer Paysinger and Gabrielle Union, all these people, right? But for young black girls that are trying to break in right now, what would be the first step that they would need to do to get into the industry in 2021?
Okay. I always say, like, I don't want to put myself in the position where I could just, like, tell you exactly what to do, because I only have my experience. But honestly, like, I will always say this. Be passionate about it. Because I know, like, you know, there's lots of glitz and glamour in the film industry, music industry, dance industry. There really is. And, like, glitz and glamour attracts you. But you got to want. This has to be your passion. Like, you have to want to dance. You have to want to act. And it comes with so much behind the scenes, so much prep. And you have to really want it. And when you do, make sure that you have your headshots ready. Make sure that you're cleaning up. Like, make sure that you are presenting yourself in the best way possible. You know,
yeah.
Clean social media. Make sure you're networking and things like that. And also, like, I know everyone says this, but this is the perfect place to create content. Like, we literally have our own television right here. Like, we're on IG Live right now. You know, you can have your monologue nights where you are performing your monologues and things like that. And you also should stay in contact with casting directors. That was the biggest thing for me when I first started acting. I went to casting director workshops all the time. And it's really good to get to know them. They are the very first people that you see in the casting process in auditions, and they're responsible for all of the great films and television shows that you see. So if they know your face and they're familiar, then you know they're excited and energetic when you're coming into the room because they recognize you. So yeah, but specifically for us, I say stay true to yourself, black woman. Stay true to yourself. You have to be prepared, just like in any industry. You have to be prepared to stand your ground and also keep yourself calm. And, you know, it's a weird balance. But if you stay true to yourself, I believe that you can do it. And I know you can do it. So get it, girl.
Yeah. Get it. You know what? Super dope. You dropped so many gems there. Being passionate, like, of course you have to at least want to be wanting to do what you want to do, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you have to have that passion. Last but not least, a question about TikTok. What do you feel that social media has done to the craft? In terms of TikTok and reels and all these short vertical content, and these people blow up and they become the new actors and the new comedians and the new superstars, right? Whereas a lot of old school people, I don't know if I say old school, but I guess a different breed of people that train to actually get the roles that they get. How do you feel about that complex and what you think the toll social media is doing to the craft?
I think it's a different platform, honestly. Like, I think it's amazing. I don't think every single person on social media that they have skits and things like that. I don't think they always want to be in films or on television. Like, some people love this platform, and I think it's amazing. There are a lot of people that are very successful, and they are offering such great content on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and things like that. And they are bringing so much happiness and joy and entertainment to people's lives on those platforms, you know? So I am amazed, and I respect everyone that they go from one platform to another, from TikTok to television and film. And I feel like they can be separate sometimes too, you know? So I'm proud of people that are very successful on TikTok, you know? Like, I think that is a feat right there, them doing great things on social media. So,
yes. Yeah,
look, I'm not the best on TikTok, so I applaud you guys, for real.
Definitely. TikTok is quite an interesting universe.
Yeah, and it's so new now, too. So, like, this is the time to get in. If you want to get in now.
Okay. I'm getting so much for coming on here.
Thank you.
That's with your essence and your wisdom. And today is the season finale, and I'm so honored to have you on.
Really? Congratulations. Congratulations.
We had some super dope people on this season. I mean, I'm not sure if we got you.
You did. I looked through. Yeah, you've had some amazing people.
Yeah. So it's dope to be able to wrap it up with you, but your resume precedes you, and you are by no far a small fish in this dope game.
Thank you.
And we're excited to see what you're about to do next. So
thank you.
What's coming up? Anything that we should know about?
So my mom and I, well, you know what, let me not even take this credit from my mom. My mom's been writing this dope script. Really dope script. And we've been working on it for about a year, and we've just wrapped up the storyline and everything, and she just finished her first draft. So some of it takes place overseas, her script. So we're gonna go over there and check it out, do some research and things like that. And I'm just super proud, because I went to school for entertainment and media studies. And the whole point of that was for me to create my own projects. And it's amazing.
Yes.
I'm like hoping to produce her script into a beautiful film. So we've been working hard on that, and it's like things are starting to roll and keep rolling. So I'm really excited.
Okay. Well, hopefully when that comes out, you'll be back on season 3 and tell us all about it.
You know I got you. You know I got you.
Definitely. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. Oh, and shout out to my girl, Indy. She's in the room right now.
What up, Indy?
And Jam. I saw her too.
All right, Kiana, thank you again. I'm going to get Miss Bo Talley on the line now.
Thank you.
Kiana, everybody.
Bye, y'all.
All right, so that was Key Simone, all right? If y'all don't know who she is, please tap in with her. She's super dope. Y'all heard what she said? She worked with Oprah, okay?
Yes!
So if you don't know who that is, Google her. She's really crazy. She worked with Gabrielle Union. Okay.
Yes.
If you don't know who that is, Google her. Like, it's really that simple, super dope. And it's not even about even who she's worked with. It's just the effort that she's put into her career. Super dope. All right. Let's get Miss Bo Talley on here. All right. Another super dope black woman that is doing remarkable things out here. Welcome y'all to Black Culture The Breakdown. If y'all just tuning in. Hey, there she go.
Oh, wait, what's going on? Hey! How are you?
I'm good. Welcome, Bo Talley, to Black Culture The Breakdown.
Hey, I was watching.
Yes, definitely saw you in the live. Man, I hope you're enjoying the show so far.
Hey, it was great. Shout out to that young lady. Just kudos to her and everything that she's doing and she has done. That's amazing. I love hearing us do amazing things and us just walk in our truth and enjoy our lives. And
yes.
So that was big for her. That's big.
It's massive, actually. It's really massive.
Yeah. How you doing today?
I'm good. But you know, we got you on here for the season finale. Okay.
Hey, yay, you. Congratulations.
Thank you. And thank you for coming on. All right. First of all, you are beautiful.
Thank you. I'm gonna take it. You know, you just when people give you a compliment, you just say thank you.
Just say thank you. I'm gonna take it. Okay, but you know what? You been doing some dope stuff in this game as well, such as we call entertainment. You just on a different aspect of it, from sports and fitness and to all the different things that you do. So tell the people who you are and what you do.
Oh, wow. A little bit of everything to me. I've done a lot in my life, a lot that I haven't really shared with people. And when I do, people are like, oh, wow, I didn't know you did that. But I do own an entertainment company. We mainly focus now on just event management, more so than what we used to focus on was managing talent. It could be anything from artists, vocal artists, actors like that young lady, to models, to DJs. We managed it all, but now we just focus on event planning management. So you got an event, we got you. Oh. And then, you know, I have my fitness company, BoFit. And so, you know, I'm a fitness instructor as well. And I'm excited just to always encourage women, men, young people just to stay healthy, fit, fine, and fabulous. And of course, I am the CEO of a nonprofit organization called Balling for Lupus Loves Foundation. And so it's just amazing. Life is good. I have no complaints about it, you know?
Like a jack of all trades. And, you know, and you do it all so well. And, you know, I was looking at your social media, just your YouTube, and how you were able to just build the following up and just give it. I could tell you just started from scratch, you know what I'm saying? And walk people through that journey of just building up your name, you know what I'm saying?
You know what? I've been doing my thing for a long time. I always tell people there's celebrities in your neighborhood. Not everybody is well known, but it doesn't make them a celebrity. And I define celebrity different from so many other people. The people who are celebrities to me are those people that's in your neighborhood that's giving back, that's encouraging you as you can be, that's setting, you know, helping you build those bricks. And so I've been that person in my community way before social media came along. And I think it was just God's timing that social media came along and the world got to know who Bo Tally Williams is. You know, it was, I don't know if it was a fluke, because honestly, I wanted to be a famous singer, but God made me insta-famous instead. And I'm not mad at it, you know, because it has clearly helped me help so many other people walk in their truths, live their truth, want to have good marriages, want to be healthy, embracing everything about them. So I'm not mad at none of it. So I'm like, all right, God, if you want me to be insta-famous, I'm cool with it. I understand what it is. But when it all went down, I was literally on set filming a reality show. So I was producing a reality show and shooting a pilot for it. And I was on set when this all came to play. And all I know is my phone just went crazy. It was just blowing up, blowing up, blowing up with text messages and everything. And then it died. The phone died. And we didn't leave set. This happened around 9 that night. We didn't leave set until like midnight, almost 1 in the morning. So my phone died. I didn't know. By the time I got home and plugged up my phone, because I didn't even have a car charger, and I got home and my phone was going bananas. And the next morning, I found that I went viral on the internet. And from there, I just learned how to utilize.
What was that? Remember? Do you want to walk us through what that video was or what that viral moment was?
That was a picture of me. It was just a picture of me in a some gray sweats, tights, with a big hole in it, and a white shirt. And I was just making faces, like, yeah, showing my abs. Because I had worked out really hard this one particular day that picture was taken. And I was proud, like, yeah, you know. And that one picture went viral like crazy. And I didn't know what viral meant. I had no clue until after that happened. And I'm still a little, you know, like, I still don't understand the whole viral thing, but it is what it is. It was just a picture, nothing but a picture. And I think people captioned it, hey, young ladies, or something to that extent of, this lady's 55 and she's looking like she's in her 20s. Like, what y'all got going on? It was a caption like that. And everybody just started reposting, reposting, reposting. It was crazy.
You know what? Like, now, just walk us through where fitness meets, you know, entertainment, where, you know, how were you able to merge all of that? because you do so many different things. You're an athlete, you know what I'm saying? You're a mom, you're a grandma, you're a wife, you balance all of these different, you know, hats. How do you make it all work for you like that?
It has to make sense. I mean, me personally, like I said, who wanted to be a singer, an actress, a dancer, all of that. Like, I knew what I wanted to be from the time I could even think, you know, or a teacher. It was either I was going to be an entertainment or a teacher. But it's so funny because I'm doing that now. I'm teaching people how to take care of themselves. And through my entertainment company, having models and DJs and vocalists and actors managing all of them, it was important. Like, yo, hey, y'all see me healthy. I don't need to be looking like I'm a talent. You need to be looking like you're a talent. You need to be looking better than me. So I just merged it all together. Like, when it was time for training and whatever, I incorporated health tips and things like that into their lives, and they understood that, and they knew that they felt the importance of that. So I feel like if you want people to admire you and support you, you got to give it to them, the whole package. If you want to be in this industry, you got to, I know a lot of people don't like that, but it is what it is. You got to give to them what it is that they really want to pay for. And most people are paying for looks, unfortunately. they're paying for, you know, a great sound, you know, they're paying for a good feeling. So I think that's how I make exercise and entertainment for people that I work with work well together. So, you know, it is what it is. I just want my people, I always tell them, if you don't feel good, you can't take care of nobody else. If you're not looking good, you're not in a good space, nobody else around you is going to be in a good space. You're the leader of all of this. Like, your mind got to be right and your body got to be right so everybody else around you can be right. Because if you're sad, then the whole damn squad's sad. We all sad. We all feel some type of way. So all of this just plays together as one. And so I just try to teach my people, like, let's make sure our mind's right before we get this body right first. Okay. Then everything else will be all right.
You preaching on here, okay? This, what's next thing to say? You preaching, all right? You better stop dropping them gems for free. You could put your cash out so they can start dropping them cash, all right? Because you're giving out free gems. But, Bo, let me ask you a real question, okay? Because there's a lot of people, there's this trend right now with the BBLs.
With the BB who?
The BBLs, the...
Oh, gosh.
The Dominican Republic. Have you seen the wheelchairs and everybody getting pushed into the airport?
You know, that passed my timeline, whatever, scroll thing, and I really didn't get into it. And then I saw somebody talking about it, and I was like, oh, really? Is it that serious? But I don't know where you're going with this question, but it's do what you do.
But my whole thing is, because you're a fitness coach, you're a personal trainer, how important is it for you to push just getting physically fit and looking the way you want, the natural way, versus going to the DR to, you know, be able to get, you know, surgeries done to look the way that they want temporarily? Does that make sense? Like, I want
No, totally. It's important for me. Honestly, I'd rather you put in the hard work to achieve your goals. Don't fake it till you make it. Believe it until you achieve it. That's just what I believe. But hey, you got to keep in mind, everybody is not a hard worker. Everyone does not have that mindset. So everybody ain't going to do what you going to do. Some people need fix. You understand? To make them feel better. Because for me, I'm not even going to lie. In the beginning of the butt augmentations and all that stuff, my only issue with it was how it was impacting young girls and the social mindset that it was going to have on them. That was my biggest problem with it. But then I had to check myself. I had to step back and say, hold up, who are you to judge anybody about what they're doing? Because A, I don't know what they went through growing up. You understand? I don't know what negativity they heard. I don't know who told them they was never going to be nothing. You ain't shit. You ain't beautiful. I don't know. So I said to myself, back, don't judge nobody because you don't know nobody. You understand? And so I just said, let me let people do what they do, and I'm going to pray for them. Hopefully they'll do, you know, the right way. But I am definitely that one to, you know, do it the right way. You know, if you can, if you got that mindset to really work hard at what you really want, everybody ain't got that mindset. A lot of people want a quick fix. So again, I let people do what they do. It is kind of crazy that this is such a trend, because back in the day, a big butt was being hidden. They used to call my mama Big Booty Marie when I was a child, you know? And I was so embarrassed by it that y'all used to call her. My mama had a big ass, you know? Nothing, that was just the beauty of her and still is. And we used to hide that. We wanted to be the skinny, you know, model and all that stuff. And now these models want to be everything that we were told wasn't beautiful. So again, I step back on all of that stuff now because I have to take into consideration what this person might have went through, you know, who they are. So I don't judge it no more. I just pray for everybody, if I must be honest.
Okay.
Yes.
Pray for everybody. But, you know, I think, though, just on the safety tip, I just want to make sure that, you know, our Black women are being safe, you know what I'm saying?
No, I'm with you. I want us to be safe and smart about it. If you're going to do it, you know, the precautions is look for the right doctor. Don't be a follower, be a leader. And a lot of these women are following these other women just because they got good results. But you may not get the same result, you know what I mean? You do your own research. Don't let someone do the research for you. So that would be my thing. Like, stop letting people do your research. You do it. And if you do the right research and not just one doctor, do 2, 3, 4, get like, shit, damn, 5, 6, you know, opinions before you do it and then go for it. But a lot of these girls are following people. And that's the sad thing about it. And then they're not even making it back home because they're losing their lives before they even get back home or they get off that table. And so, like I said, my thing is I don't like the misleading of it for these young ladies who are so impressionable. Gosh, social media and everything, the world has so changed from my time of growing up. And it's just, I have a granddaughter now and I'm almost scared for her, but I know what I instilled in my daughter and I know what her father's mother instilled in him. So I'm not really worried, but it is kind of scary because I want her to always know, like I told my children, you are beautiful. You can do anything you want. My daughter never had to worry about a man telling her she was gorgeous. You understand? Because she had me, she had her father and everybody around her. She never had to worry about that. So when I say she has no insecurities on how she looks, she has none. None. Because we instilled that in her. So that's not something she wants to do. So if I have an issue with it, that would be it. Just making these young ladies feel like I gotta look like this to achieve anything. And like, no, look exactly how you look and you can get whatever the hell you want, period. That's it. You know, that's it.
Yeah. That's it. So, you know, let's get into some sports real quick.
Okay.
Who started, let me see where I got it. You have a woman's celebrity basketball tournament. Tell us about it.
Man,
it's
all female celebrity basketball game. It's probably the first of its kind outside of, you know, women's professional sports like the WNBA, which my husband is a coach in the WNBA. However, I don't know anybody who's ever had an all female charity celebrity basketball game, but okay. Me. And so it came about because I'm a lupus advocate. My aunt passed from lupus when I was like 3 or 4. And then her daughter also was diagnosed with lupus and she died 2 years ago. And so I started my nonprofit off of, you know, just what my family has experienced. And I was trying to think of the best way to do a nonprofit and have events while doing this and people would really be into it. And so I was thinking, I was like, yo, what's the best way to do this? And I was like, the light bulb went off like, ding, your husband's a professional basketball coach. Why not make it a female celebrity basketball game? And that's what we did. And here we are about to come up on our eight years of doing this. And we've had so many celebrities be coaches and players from WNBA Hall of Famers to WNBA players to reality show actors, singers, dancers. We've had Deborah Antony. She's our honorary coach every year. She's coached every year from Tawanda Braxton. We've honored Toni Braxton. We've had the Bad Girls Clubs. We've had Johnny Blaze. I can keep going. We've had anybody you could possibly think of participate and play in this game. And the crazy thing is, These girls are playing. They're not, I just request, can I use your celebrity to help me bring this lupus awareness? Can you wear this jersey?
Yeah.
These girls put these jerseys on and be hooping over WNBA players. Like, I stopped. It's so amazing. But yeah, that's how it came about. It's an amazing thing. And I hope one day, you know, you can come to Atlanta. We do it in Atlanta every year. You can come to Atlanta and be a part of it. It's the funnest thing, funniest and funnest thing you'll ever see.
That dope. I would love to. I'm not sure if you know, but I have a nonprofit as well called Lotus Creations Academy, and it's a dance school out here in New York City. So I house like maybe like about 1,000 dancers in New York. That's just super dope. You know what I'm saying? And
y'all have to come down and be a part.
Do it.
You know Ishii from Arrested Development?
No.
Okay, you know who Arrested Development is, though, right?
No. What? I'm sorry, I don't know the rest of development.
You just, how old are you, bro? You just killed my whole song.
I'm 30.
You don't know who Arrested Pascal, you don't, look at these people laughing at you. So, I'm not even going to break down who Arrested Development is because I want you to go Google and then you're going to feel real crazy. And okay, then listen to their songs and you're going to be like, oh my God, did I actually say that on my own show? Cut this part out. Cut that part
what song,
out.
What song they sing?
I'm not telling you. You go look at it because you know what? I'm mad right now. Look, people right, laughing at you like, oh, you don't
okay,
know.
Okay, Development. Hold
they
on.
Let me... a baby. Where I was born.
I know this. Okay. All right. I know what it is.
Oh my God. You hurt my heart. The only reason why I brought that up because you said dancers. And Ishii, who's a member of Arrested Development, she choreographs our entertainment for our charity basketball game. And so I thought about when you said that, I was like, that would be dope, a dope collaboration. And maybe one year y'all can come and perform at Ball and Bluebiz.
Make that happen. First of all, we have some of the dopest choreographers in New York City under our roof, so we can make any of that type of stuff happen. I think
that would be. You know what? I believe it. I love visiting New York. I'm there at least every year, except last year I wasn't able to go, of course, because of COVID. But we're there almost every year. Hey, y'all! I see y'all saying hey. Definitely, when you said that, I thought of her. I was doing a little name drop, but you didn't even know. Damn shame.
No, I just didn't know the name. My bad.
We're going to let you slide. We're not going to take your black card from you.
All right. So now, talk to us about social media and the importance of social media to what it is that you do. You do so many things. But talk to the people on here. How important is social media in applying it to your brand and to building your brand?
For me nowadays, I feel like you have to be in tune with the time. And so back in my time, it was no social media, none of that. And so all we had was flyers. You know, when you could put flyers on the car. Now you go to jail, you put flyers on the car, stuff like that. You know, we had things like that. We had email blasts. Those things were super important in our time of marketing and branding our clients, ourselves. But now that we have this entity from all the social media platforms, I advise everyone to take advantage of them as much as you can because so many people know of me now from this than my email blast. You understand? that was going off back in the day. But it is extremely important that you take advantage of all your social media platforms and be careful of what you're putting on your social media platforms for your brand. Whatever your brand is, be true to your brand. There's a lot of people that's going to come at you when they see that you have a verified check mark or a huge following, and they're going to ask you to do some things. And you can turn it down. Every dollar ain't a good dollar. I don't care what nobody's saying. I've turned down a lot of dollars because it just didn't make sense for who I am and my brand, because I do want to deal with the bigger corporations and stuff like that. And sometimes they will look at your pages and see what's on your pages and say no or yes to you working with them. You can miss out on thousands and millions of dollars just because of what you posted on your social media. I know for a fact because major brands have worked with me because of how my social media is laid out. So it is important to those who are in the market to be a brand. If you're not that person, this conversation ain't got nothing to do with you. But if you are somebody like yourself, myself, who know who we are and we know where we want to go and who we want to be, you have to be very mindful and careful on how you place or what you put on your social media. So it's a huge important thing for this world today. I don't know when it's going to go away. I think it's only going to get crazy if somebody's going to come out with something even bigger than Instagram and everybody's going to be dying for the check mark or whatever they're going to put to make you feel somebody. But I just think be mindful of it. Take advantage of it. Don't let nobody make you feel bad about it, because a lot of people try to make a person like me, I got tough skin, so you can't say nothing to me that's going to make me feel any type of way but better. I make my haters my motivators, period. Yeah. However, a lot of people will take an Insta-famous person or a comedian or somebody who came up off of social media, and they'll try to ridicule them and make it like, you didn't work as hard as I did. But it's a different time. Because back in my time, yeah, we had to go to acting classes and we had to have all these type of media training for artists and all that type of stuff back in the day. Ain't nobody doing that now. However, these platforms has made it so much easier to be seen. We didn't have this back then. So our hard work don't show. Well, it does, but it's easier to see what people are doing now versus back then. But don't let people make you feel like you're less than what it is, that because you're famous on social media, it does not matter. It all matters. Fuck all of that. Because I got some friends who are famous actresses, A-list actors and actresses. I don't think they call them that anymore. I think it's just actor now. However, they be going in on people. And I try not to say nothing to them because we friends. But if they're watching this or if they see it later, y'all have to stop doing that to people who have found their way on social media. If it wasn't supposed to be here, it wouldn't be here. If they weren't supposed to be seen, they wouldn't be seen. Because there's a lot of people on social media that still ain't even seen, okay? And they trying really hard to be seen. So let them have this. Let people have what it is that they have, however they got it, you know?
You know what? You dropped so many gems. I don't even know if everybody even caught all of them. You know what I'm saying?
I hope they catch on to it, because it's not that hard.
You know what I'm saying? But you are so real. And you have such a personality. Do we see you on a reality show coming up? Because you need to be on TV.
You know, I will be honest. I have been asked to be on a lot of reality shows.
Okay.
And the timing wasn't right. Or I probably said something that was too real, but they're like, nah, this bitch ain't about to, she ain't about to comply to the bullshit, you know? So I feel like it's either those are the reasons why I'm not on a show now, but I have been offered to be on everything from, and I don't mind saying it because I got the proof to back it up, you know, Basketball Wives to Atlanta Housewives, so fitness reality shows, they all come at me to be a part of them. But like I said, either the timing or I think me just not maybe being too real, because I'm allergic to bullshit, and I tell people that all the time. I'm not gonna argue about dumb stuff. If you're really authentically generic, you know, just really recording me, then you're gonna get some drama. It's gonna happen. And that's what reality is about. But if you're trying to force me to do something or be something that I'm not, then I don't have time for that. You know what I mean? I want to keep it 100 real. So I will say, yes, there are some talks. I can't mention it. There are some talks of some people coming at me, just trying to get it figured out. And then, of course, I want to shoot my own. Start back. I was shooting a pilot for a show. And I want to revisit that again for myself. And Got some things in work, trying to do some major things with my husband. You know, I want to do a documentary on him. And so I'm getting all that together. Yeah, so I feel like, it's going to happen. Okay. When, I can't tell you when, but I definitely feel like, that's going to happen for sure.
And I see it.
Yes.
I definitely see it.
Well, thank you.
Just in closing, then, what's next for Ball?
Got so much. I'm going to be focusing mainly my focus right now. I want to focus on getting, I want to do more of directing, producing things. So that's my lane. And I'm starting to realize that even though I try to stray away from managing people, that's what I really like doing. I really like telling people what to do. I didn't realize that until when the light bulb go off, it went off. And I was like, I really like telling people what to do. And when I was managing, I was really good at it. I had to break away from it though, however, but my focus is going to be focusing on my husband's documentary and then my shows, and of course continuing with my nonprofit, trying to make it bigger and get what it is that we do on a bigger platform. I definitely want our game to be televised and put on a bigger platform, because that Baller for Lupus is the shiznit. It's an amazing event. And so I'm going to be on the cover of a fitness magazine coming up soon, so I'm super excited about that, because we had to put it off for COVID, but now I'm trying to work out real hard, so I don't want to look crazy on the cover. So when y'all see, like, damn, Miss Bo looking like that, yes. I'm just trying to get this body right for that, and so many other things, just, you know, girls empowerment thing, so much with my sorority. I'm Sigma Gamma Rho Sorority Incorporated. And so, you know, just trying to keep everything, you know, vibrant, keep winning, staying positive. That's it.
That's it. Vibrant and staying positive.
Yes.
Like, oh, thank you so much for coming on Black Culture to Breakdown. You were a dope finale guest.
Thank you for having me. This was really special. This is really cool. I really appreciate being part of the finale. And kudos to you, young brother. Just keep doing what you're doing. You know, sharing your talents with the world. Don't ever let nobody tell you that you're not it. You know what I'm saying? Do you the way you do you, and not try to do it like everybody else. Because that's when you continue to keep following, you keep chasing what everybody else is doing. They follow, you follow right behind them. You do what it is what you're supposed to be doing, and the platform that you're on, and who you're supposed to be talking to. Even if it's 10, 15 people on here, you don't know those 10, 15 people who may know them 100, okay, that will soon come to you. Yeah. So just keep doing your thing. So big ups to you. Congratulations to all that you're doing.
I appreciate that. And you are not going to be a stranger. I'm going to have you back on for season 3. Tell us what you got going on then, all right?
I can't wait, because everybody's going to be popping and dopping in.
Definitely. It's definitely going to be on and popping out. And I'm excited to just follow your journey from here on out, too. So, you know, Bo, you were dope, and we're going to definitely see you soon, all right?
I appreciate it. Happy 4th if y'all celebrate it. I don't know. But for those who do, happy 4th of July.
Yeah, happy birthday for those that do, but I celebrate Juneteenth.
Yes!
We everybody ain't knowing about Juneteenth. Some people just now finding out, okay, this is crazy. I tell people, and I know we get, listen, the 4th of July was built off the backs of our ancestors. Mm-hmm. And so you got to understand what the 4th of July is as well before you cancel the 4th of July. Everything on this earth, remember, our ancestors, we set the tone. We're the trend makers. We did it. 4th of July was a celebration of Black people. And then they came along and changed it to something totally different. So I'm not going to get into all that. Do your research. So everybody, stop canceling. Everything ain't got to be canceled. Understand what it is before you go canceling. Stop following people. Be the leader. Do the research yourself. And then you'll know what it is. So again, to those who celebrated, happy 4th. To those who don't, stop being mad at the people who do, because some people know what it's about, and it ain't it's more than just what y'all think. So do the research. But happy 4th, y'all. Enjoy the time up, and happy belated whatever Juneteenth too. That was a turn up. Let's keep it going, Black folks. We rock.
Let's keep it going, Black folks. All right. close it out with you on here. Thank y'all so much for tuning to Black Culture The Breakdown. I am your boy Jersey, and this is Bo, and we are out for the season finale. Until season 3, we out of here. Deuces.